Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Hi guys, welcome to the latest episode of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, and welcome to my attic studio by the sea. And I hope you had a good week, despite the temperature here being it's supposed to be a bit summery, but it was really chilly. It's been really chilly this week. We had some rain. What's been happening this week? I finally finished the album. I've been mastering it all week. Sounds amazing. Very excited about that. Going to play some new stuff very, 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 very soon. So maybe even next week. Let's see. But I picked out a very eclectic selection this week, guys. There was, I think, there was one new record I liked. So we've got stuff from Ian Brown, Sia Ross, Angelo Badalamenti. I think that's pronounced that right. Bajorki, CRI, the Swedish House Mafia, and many more. We've got a soundtrack selection that comes from one of our very young listeners in Australia who's picked out a track by Orbital. But first up, we're going to LA, something from an artist who we're very big fans of here. This is, of course, Tony Ennison and the wonderful Grace.
Thank you. melodic, euphoric, beautiful, blissful. This is Chicane.
The sound of endless summer.
Endless summer.
This is the sound of Chicane.
Sunsets.
Sunsets.
Their seventh studio album, Kivika, I don't know really. It was released in 2023, and of course, you know who I'm talking about here. This is Sia Ross, who that track was called Is Jackie. See, I've worked with the Icelandic, you know, you think I'd be able to pick up on some of this, some of the spelling by now, but no. Translates as iceberg in English, and I played that before. And before that, there was the late great American composer Angelo Badalamenti with, of course, the Laura Palmer's theme, which was taken, of course, from the TV cult series Twin Peaks. And if you're my age, you were very much around and listening to that. And of course, it was directed by David Lynch. It took Angelo only 20 minutes to write, and of course, formed the basis of a very well-known track, which was, I think it was Moby's debut record, Go, sampled that very record. Yes. You're listening to Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, and next up, this is the Potter Show, where you take control. We have a voicemail line that's open 24/7, 365 days a year. It says 355 Andy threw this script together. 355 days a year. We've got it closed for a few days, haven't we? You can call leave us a message anytime, guys. Tell us about your favourite piece of music from a film, TV show, advert, computer game. And if you want to go, stick this number in your phone, and maybe next time inspiration strikes or hear something amazing, give me a call. The number to call is +44 800 7765 112. Maria in the Gold Coast of Australia is doing the honours this week. Take it away.
Hi, Nick. This is Maria from Gold Coast, Australia. I just watched the movie Mean Girls and thought you'd really like this song for Chicane. It's called Halcyon On and On by Orbital. I hope you have a great week. I love your shows. See ya.
Thank you.
Chicane Sunsets.
Find us at facebook.com/chicanemusic.
Sleep in the driver's seat. I've been lost in my head for weeks, trying to find what it is I need. Too goddamn tired to sleep. And then there were other times. I'm so aware that I lose my mind and never feel like I get enough. So high that I can't sleep. Can't stay warm. The only secret to make it through is to take what's in front of you. The fear of death and the thrill of speed and all the lights in front of me. Drive to the coast is clear, faster till it disappears.
Beep. heart of the Sunset Nation.
Chicane presents Sunsets, 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 Sunsets.
Infamous singer of the Stone Roses, Ian Brown, of course, who these days seems to be more famous for his COVID conspiracy theories rather than his music. But back in 2001, he released that solo single, which was called Fear. And that was the remix that was done by Uncle, who were a kind of breakbeat supergroup of producers, that, including James Lavelle, who was founder of Mowax record label, DJ Shadow and Tim Goldsworthy. And before that was this week's soundtrack selection, a piece of music picked out and introduced from one of our Sunsets listeners from around the world. Now, Maria is in the Gold Coast of Australia this week, and it's a very nice classic piece of electronica suggested by one of our younger family members, and the track was originally released in 1993 and samples a bit of It's a Fine Day, which was by Opus 3. And it was used in lots of different films and TV shows over the years, including Hackers, Mortal Kombat, Mean Girls, and lots more. Now, if you'd like to have a go, introduce your favourite piece of soundtrack music. It's really easy to do. You know, it doesn't have to be an electronic or a dance track. Something that means something to you or whatever, and make sure you got the number saved in your phone. It's +44 800 7765 112. And when inspiration strikes, give the voice my line a call. Tell us where you are, who you are, and what you like to hear and why. And just a reminder, we've had lots of messages this week that were really, really good, but they were just requesting random records and not soundtracks. So have a think about that before you call. Right, back to the music. Next up is something from around this time last year, and it's by Silvershaw and Flackbow, and it's called Who Can Say Goodbye?
It's storming on the lake.
From the beach to the dance floor, Chicane presents Sunsets.
Chicane. Find out more and join the Sunset Nation
at chicanemusic.com/sunsets.
Swedish House Mafia. Not an act that we often play here on Sunsets, but I actually really like that 2021 collaboration with Canadian artist The Weeknd. It's called Moth to a Flame, and before that was an older one from 12 years ago, Martin Roth with Beautiful Life. I rather like that one, though. Now, in terms of music news this week, one thing we did see that sounded quite interesting, it's only relevant for anyone who's actually going to Glastonbury in a couple of weeks. The first ever quadraphonic sound system is set to be unveiled this year with an addition of the festival's new ambient stage. Sound designer Jamie Harley explained, "Usually we have a system in stereo where you stand in front of a pair of speakers. With quadraphonic, the music surrounds you and you are immersed in a bubble of sound. You can move around and get different sensations wherever you are." Now, the tree stage will host sets from the likes of The Orb, John Hopkins, and will open when the main stage is finished, and they'll run till about 3 a.m. playing ambient music. I have to say, I didn't think quadraphonic thing was a new thing. We've had 5.5, whatever it was called, where you sat in your room with your cinema sound surround system. Curious to see what that's going to be like, guys. This is Sunsets with me. I'm Nick Chicane, and I've still got quite a lot to play, so let's get our skates on. This is CRI, and it's called Dark in This Room.
We'll be right back. electronic music.
Chicane. Sunsets.
Chicane presents
Sunsets.
Watching over me, falling down once more. With every day goes by, sky is always seen. Watching over me, falling down once more. With every day goes by.
Okay, guys, that was the Disco Citizens version of Watching Over Me, and that's going to be out next week, I believe. And previous to that, I played you Damate, I'm not sure, a more housey alias of American producer Axis, with a tune from 2022 called Yin Yan on the Colorized label. Pretty much all we got time for this week. Thank you for listening for Sunsets, guys. Keep in touch with the Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X. And if you'd like to get a bit of more involved in Sunsets, you can call the voicemail line and try to get yourself on next week's show. Remember, the number to call is +44 800 7765 112. Listen again to every show from every previous episode through YouTube, Mixcloud or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm going to finish things off with a classic. We're going to go down tempo. It's from Bajorki, and it came out in 1999. Very, very cutting-edge video from Chris Cunningham, who made the very famous Window Licker video to Aphex Twin. And it features a very digitized version of Bjork and CGI robots. Now, it still looks good today. It was done in 1999, so that shows you how good Mr. Cunningham was. He's also famous for doing Madonna's Frozen video as well, where she turns into a flock of birds in the desert. Way ahead of its time. The actual track is really, for me, it's aged really well too. It's a classic. This is All Is Full of Love. I shall see you next week. Take care, guys.
Trust your head.
Chicane presents Sunsets.
Keep in touch and get a full track listing for this week's show at facebook.com/Chicane Music. Sunsets is a Distorted production. This is distorted.com.